and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 4 through 11. Brethren, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 16 through 24, and Matthew 22:14. The Lord said this parable: A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time of the banquet he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for all is now ready." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, "I have bought a field, and I go out to see it. I pray you, have me excused." And another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I must go to examine them. I pray you, have me excused." And another said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." So the servant came and reported this to his master. Then the householder, in anger, said to his servant, "Go out quickly to the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in the poor and the maimed and blind and lame." And the servant said, "Sir, what you have commanded has been done, and there is still room." And the master said to the servant, "Go out to the highways and hedges, and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. For many are called, but few are chosen." On this day, the 13th of December, we commemorate Hermann, the wonder worker of Alaska and first saint of America. Saint Hermann was born near Moscow in 1756. In his youth, he became a monk, first at the St. Sergius Hermitage near St. Petersburg on the Gulf of Finland. While he dwelt there, the Most Holy Mother of God appeared to him, healing him of a grave malady. Afterwards, he entered Valam Monastery on Valiant Island in Lake Ladoga. He often withdrew into the wilderness to pray for days at a time. In 1794, answering a call for missionaries to preach the gospel to the Aleuts, he came to the New World with the first Orthodox mission to Alaska. He settled on Spruce Island, which he called New Valam, and here he persevered, even in the face of many grievous afflictions, mostly at the hands of his own countrymen, in the loving service of God and of his neighbor. Besides his many toils for the sake of the Aleuts, he subdued his flesh with great asceticism, wearing chains, sleeping little, fasting, and praying much. He brought many people to Christ by the example of his life, his teaching, and his kindness and sanctity, and was granted the grace of working miracles and of prophetic insight. Since he was not a priest, angels descended at Theophany to bless the waters in the bay. Saint Hermann used this holy water to heal the sick. Because of his unwearying missionary labors, which were crowned by God with the salvation of countless souls, he is called the Enlightener of the Aleuts, and has likewise been renowned as a wonder worker since his repose in 1837. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.